girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, pretty lady. I don't know if you know this, but if you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable.
Okay.
Step number one, resist the urge to walk away while he rolls around on the ground laughing at his own joke. Step number two, tell him that he reminds you of Dane Cook, except a lot funnier. And that's when you give him the loser line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, you. It's... It was so good to see you last week. I've just been thinking about it a lot, and I've kind of been telling everyone I know about you, and my parents think you sound really cool. So I was kind of wondering, actually, because they mean a lot to me, and their opinion means a lot to me. Maybe if you'd want to come over and meet them sometime. I think that would be a lot of fun. All right. Talk to you later.
Next message.
Somebody's a nervous laugher.
Yeah. He sounded like he wetted himself during that. He was so scared.
Mm-hmm. He told his parents about her already?
Yeah. Apparently he's excited.
Doesn't even have her number.
Oh, new love.
Just because he lives with mom and dad and shares all the gossip with him.
Oh, no.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, this is just calling to holler back at you. And see what happens then there. So hit me back as soon as you can.
Next message.
Whenever we get messages like that on the loser line, I always feel like we should alert the authorities.
Yeah. Like the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up, but I don't know if it's like the static on his phone on top of him being extremely creepy.
So you're gonna holler back at you. You better holler back or I'm gonna get angry.
And what girl hears that and is like, oh my god, I'm calling him right away.
This guy is a stud. Yeah. Remember, if you want the number to the loser line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll give you that phone number so you can give it to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us instead and leave us voicemails like this.
Next message.
Hey, it's... So, I had a question. Would you ever consider dyeing your hair? I mean, I like how you look, but... I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I've liked blondes a lot more.
What?
You know? I guess my mom was one. That probably has something to do with it. What? Have I told you about her? You know, it'd be great if you two could have some time together. I bet you'd love her. Anyway, so get back to me on the hair dyeing, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Next message.
The loser line today is full of creepiness.
Yeah, change yourself because I'm attracted to my mother.
Yeah.
Is what I got from that.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. A lot of people rip on me because I don't talk to my family that much. I don't really see my family that much. So they don't even meet girlfriends for a while because I never see them.
Yeah.
It's a lot better to do that than to do what that guy did. Here's another message from the loser line.
First unheard message.
It was really good seeing you last time. If you wanna get together again sometime, that'd be a lot of fun. I was thinking about showing you something I've got at my house. I've actually been doing a little startup on my own. I've been growing some weed in the basement. So if you wanna come over and check that out sometime, I know you mentioned that you were interested in what kind of stuff I do. Well, that's what I do. So if you just want to, you know, hang out again, that'd be really cool. Okay. You'll see you later.
Next message.
Wow. That's a man with passion there.
That's how you impress a woman.
Yeah, it is.
I like how he calls it a startup. I don't know, a startup,
some
bro.
People have, you know, incredibly driven careers. He's
sure.
got some weed in his basement.
Trust me, you're going to want to call me back.
Yeah.
I'm growing a bunch of weed in the basement.
I'm the man.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Tina. This is Paul. We met at the bar the other night. I thought you were so gorgeous. You're so pretty. And I'd really like to get together.
Don't know what's a good time for you. I got to tell you, I've had some really awkward first dates in the past. And I never know what to do, if I'm supposed to shake your hand or give you a hug or anything. So maybe you could tell me in advance what kind of introduction you like. I mean, I would be happy just to shake your hand, a high five even, or, you know, I just don't, I never know what to do in those situations. The last date I had, the girl came in for a hug. I went for just a fist bump. It was super awkward, and the date was just pretty much over. And I just really don't want that to be what happens, you know, when we get together. I want it to be really amazing and, you know, something special.
Next message.
I actually like him.
Yeah, I like where he's going with that. At least he's ready and he knows how they should greet.
And he's being honest, man. Like,
no, our greeting was so awkward that I want to go over the greeting first.
Hey,
he must
sure.
That date that he went on must have been so bad that it scarred him for life. And now any woman that he wants to go out with, he's like, I got to call and make sure we get the intro out of the way. All right, that was the loser line. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.